Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
State roundup. Five counties progress toward Bay Ferry system. Lawmakers to seek way to extend SNAP benefits. Federal workers offered deferred state tax payments. Five counties in Maryland are making progress towards developing a new Chesapeake Bay Ferry system, with plans to launch before 2030. State lawmakers are working to extend SNAP benefits through the end of the year, as federal food assistance is set to dry up. Federal workers affected by the government shutdown can request deferred state tax payments. Additionally, furloughed federal workers can now receive free or discounted meals at select restaurants. In other news, a recent report shows an increase in cannabis use before driving in Maryland since the legalization of marijuana in 2023. Maryland health officials have launched a new data dashboard on seasonal respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. Lastly, the Maryland Department of Service and Civic Innovation Secretary is stepping down, and a shadowy group's federal filing raises questions about its intentions. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG announces extraordinary general meeting on the 4th of December 2025. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG will hold an extraordinary general meeting on the 4th of December 2025 in Berlin. Shareholders will vote on the restructuring capital increase, a key part of the restructuring plan developed with FTI Andersch AG. The capital increase will involve a cash and contribution in kind component with subscription rights. BaFin has granted an exemption from the mandatory takeover offer requirement if VBL or its affiliates gain control through the restructuring. Deutsche Konsum REIT AG focuses on German retail properties for everyday goods. The company's shares are listed on the prime standard of the Deutsche Börse and on the JSE by way of a secondary listing. Mission IR news breaks. Supercom Limited, NASDAQ SPCB, strengthens national presence with new public safety initiative. Supercom Limited has expanded its U.S. presence to 12 states with a new electronic monitoring project in Wisconsin. The initiative, part of a domestic violence prevention program, will utilize Supercom's Pure Security Team platform to track offenders and enhance public safety. Since August 2024, Supercom has signed over 30 U.S. contracts and 11 reseller partnerships, offering modular EM solutions including PureOne TM, PureShield TM, PureProtect TM, and PureMonitor TM. The company's technology aligns with global evidence showing monitoring reduces recidivism, supporting its strategy of delivering scalable, cost-effective public safety tools while expanding its footprint. For more information, visit Supercom's website at www.supercom.com.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes a confidentiality agreement with Pathfinder Ventures, U.S.-based strategic advisory firm. Critical Infrastructure Technologies LID has executed a non-disclosure agreement with Pathfinder Ventures, Inc., a U.S.-based strategic advisory and business development firm. This agreement paves the way for deeper collaboration on government engagement, strategic partnerships, and commercialization of SciTech's Nexus 20 rapid deployment radio base station. The partnership aims to explore joint participation in U.S. defense and government programs, leveraging Pathfinder's extensive network for market entry and partnership strategy. SciTech's CEO, Brenton Scott, sees this as a strategic relationship to position the Nexus 20 system as a cutting-edge communications capability for U.S. and allied forces. The collaboration aligns with SciTech's goal to expand across NATO and Five Eyes nations, delivering deployable infrastructure solutions for defense and emergency response operations.
The hidden paycheck crisis. Wage garnishments rise amid soaring living costs. Wage garnishment is on the rise in the United States, impacting millions of workers and their families as living costs soar. Nearly 2 million Americans had their wages garnished by mid-2025, with another 2 million projected by year's end. The resumed collection of defaulted federal student loans is a major factor, with the U.S. Department of Education able to withhold up to 15% of a borrower's paycheck. This financial strain not only reduces paychecks, but also leads to job turnover and decreased productivity. Workers aged 35 to 44, often in the midst of child rearing and mortgage payments, are hit hardest. Lawmakers are debating reforms to ease the burden on struggling workers, recognizing the deep personal and economic impacts of wage garnishment.
Gold regains lost ground as U.S. consumer index data re-energizes investors. The U.S. Bureau of Statistics reports a 3% increase in inflation over the past year, with the consumer price index rising by 0.3% in September. This news led to a surge in the price of gold to $4,088.52 an ounce as investors sought to hedge against inflation. Analysts anticipate gold will continue to react to economic data such as the Fed's policy meeting and future inflation numbers. A rate cut could boost the metal, while signs of persistent inflation may cause volatility. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, Tharive by OTQ ATBHF are keeping a close eye on these developments. AI mistake leads U.S. police to handcuff innocent teen. A 16-year-old student in Baltimore County was handcuffed by police after an AI security system incorrectly identified a bag of chips as a firearm. Takey Allen, a high school athlete, told WMR2 News that police arrived in force. "There were like eight police cars," he said. "They all came out with guns pointed at me, shouting to get on the ground." It is nearly impossible to develop new technology that is completely error-free in the initial years of deployment, and so tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSQ BTS, and other industries continue to strive for improvement.
Retired officers say defense budgets should fund renewable energy projects. A coalition of retired senior military officers is advocating for renewable energy investments to be considered defense expenditures, citing climate-related threats as national security concerns. Former European commanders believe that investing in low-carbon power generation will enhance resilience against potential adversaries and reduce reliance on hostile nations controlling fossil fuel supplies. This shift in defense resources towards renewable energy could also make clean energy more accessible, benefiting owners of EVs, such as those made by Bollinger Innovations, Inc. The broader environmental goals would be easier to achieve as these vehicles are charged using sustainable energy sources.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.